Peter Constable is the Zone 4 Director for the Alberta Pulse Growers Association, and he joins us on the line for the Ag Show. Peter, thank you very much for joining us. The fires have obviously been dominating the headlines over the last little while, especially in the month of May. When it concerns crops, how much are the fires and the smoke affecting the crops and the fields?
Well, thanks for having me again. And yeah, it was quite smoky, as most people know in the Peace Country. It was widespread province-wide, but a lot of smoke and a lot of fires in the Peace Country here. So for the crops, they're just starting to grow, so I don't think it affected it too much. But the dry conditions hurt most farmers more, so waiting for rain, which a lot of the areas got the rain now. So hopefully we're not quite out of the woods, but hopefully that'll help for sure. So,
does the air quality actually affect crops and growing time and in the field?
Oh, it does, more so probably later on once they're actually growing. Like, since most of it was just planted when a lot of these fires started, it wasn't as critical. But now, so if we get into most of the fire season is upcoming yet, right? So it's going to be critical that if we get any more, it will affect growing and lengthen the growing season probably considerably so.
The skies have cleared up. The air quality has cleared up a little bit. How much is that going to help heading into June and July?
I think that'll help a lot. And myself, I'm just a grain farmer, but it does affect a lot of the cattle industry and animals and whatnot. So it'll help for them as well. So,
what is the general conversation, like the general Q&A amongst grain farmers, especially when something like this happens?
Most guys just hope for the best, and always we're eternal optimists, I guess, or however you want to call it. But we're always looking for rain and looking for the end of it. So, but we got the rain when we needed to, I guess, and it stopped a lot of the fires. So that's the main thing.
But I'm sure you're saying, hey, Mother Nature, please send more, correct?
Yeah, oh yeah, we could still use some more, that's for sure. And there's a lot of parts of the province and even parts of the Peace Country that didn't get a lot of rain, only a little bit. So the fire hazard is still quite high. So as long as people don't get too out of hand with burning and whatnot, we can hopefully mitigate some of the fire risk.
With the slight, there is a slight chance of showers in the forecast for the next little while, but in the meantime, and with this, I guess, dry period that we're still experiencing, what can farmers do to weather the storm, as it were?
Well, if Mother Nature doesn't give us any rain, we're kind of at her mercy, so we pray for rain, and hopefully we get some. And we are not in an irrigation district, so we don't have anything like that up here in the Peace Country, but we just hope for rain and do our best.
Despite the smoky month of May that we primarily had, is the optimism still present of having a good growing season?
Oh, for sure, yeah. There's still a lot of potential for to have a really good crop, and a lot of the Peace Country here were the earliest seeding we've ever had, and lots of guys were almost completed seeding even in the first 2 weeks of May, whereas that's our general start time, right? So now we're actually finished then, and now we're going to be in crop spraying here, and it's the start of June. So there's still potential, and like I say, if we get the rain, anything's possible.
Peter Constable is the Zone 4 Director for the Alberta Pulse Growers. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you, Keith. Thanks for having me.